earlier this month and shortly before his 96th birthday, the Austrian-born management guru Peter Drucker died. He was a prolific writer, producing more than 40 books in his long career, and is credited with by many with triggering the worldwide boom at the end of the last century in privatising state-run businesses. According to our regular commentator Lucy Kellaway of the Financial Times newspaper, Peter Drucker's death also marks the loss of one of the only decent management thinkers in the world.
For slightly over a decade, I've made a living writing nasty things about management gurus. As far as I can work out, what they say is either obvious, or plain wrong, or couched in such needless complexity it's impossible to fathom, or it simply makes one cringe. As an example of the first failing, the mighty Jack Welch, ex-head of General Electric, will tell you such achingly banal things as that succeeding in business requires having great teams. The revered Tom Peters offers such insights as this: vision is about wild, intemperate love, which is not just cringe-making, it's wrong too. Sometimes people say to me, we know about the gurus you don't rate, where are the ones you do rate? Every time I rummage about in my mind and come up with one name, Peter Drucker. For over 60 years, he's been saying sensible things.